Under normal circumstances, you're accustomed to me delivering my sermon right now. But this is not normal circumstances. Because by far the hardest part of today's exercise is the step where it says to wait for an hour. And so that's when I'm going to actually do my real lecture, when you're waiting for an hour, which means I'll start when all groups get to that point. So I just want to say a couple things to get you started doing this correctly. I don't want you to hurry through this to the point you make mistakes, but I also don't want you to try not to be that one group that everyone's waiting on before I start, okay? That's why we have different stations, one for each table. And you should work as a whole table, not just as two people. Okay? So a group is an entire table. However you want to arrange yourselves is fine with me, but three or four in a group. Anyway, or at least two. Anyway, there's one major way that you could mess up your data. And you don't want to mess up your data because, well, you never want to mess up your data. You just want to do things as well as you can in general. But you especially do this week because this is the second one that you're going to write up as a lab report. And it's a pain in the ass to try to explain away mistakes you made. It's much easier to write about things that went well. So let me tell you how you can mess it up so you can avoid that. It's all about proper weighing. You are measuring masses. Well, you're weighing potatoes, but you're weighing them twice, right? You have a weight to begin with and then a weight later so that you can eventually calculate a change in mass. That's what's going to be the useful calculation eventually. And if you don't have the same conditions before and after as far as how these potatoes are treated, then you can get an incorrect change in mass. What I mean here is that the hour when I'm going to be talking and you're going to be waiting, these potatoes are going to be soaking in one of three solutions, right? So they're going to be, for the final measurement, soaking wet when you take them out to weigh them. Correct? A lot of that water is just going to be on the surface of the potatoes, not in the cells. Even if you shake them off, they're still going to be wet, right? When you first cut them, they're not going to have that wetness on them. So if you just put dry potatoes on for your initial mass, and then you put soaking wet potatoes on as your final mass, just that water that never went into the cells is going to be part of your change in mass calculation, which will be wrong. You see what I'm saying there? So I want you to get your initial mass in the same wetness conditions. Slice your potatoes, make sure you have the right amount of slices. But before you get your true initial mass, soak them for a couple seconds just to make them wet. And then shake them off and pay attention to how much you're shaking them off, because I want you to shake them off the same way after the hour of soaking. That way, the same wetness conditions will apply and you'll subtract it out, and the only difference should be due to water that actually enters or leaves the cells. Is that all clear? Other than that, it's a matter of just follow the instructions to get to the part where you're waiting. So when the final group is at the waiting point, then I'll make my lecture. Go ahead and get started.